They were very thrifty, good citizens, and looked down upon the, I would say, pleasure-loving, leisurely, lazy type other farmers as wasteful, and there were a few other things that they thought were unpleasant. In North Texas, you're going to have gotten mostly people who came back down from the Midwest, and some even like Swedes and Norwegians and people that came down from Minnesota and in there.
Where does
and
North
they were the
Texas?
Wheat farmers. Where North Texas would begin from Dallas and go on up through the Panhandle.
Would
and those are your
Paris
wheat farmers.
Be included, or would that
what?
Be?
No, Paris is north from this side, but Paris is northeast Texas. It's more of an East Texas type. Well, it's beginning to be a dividing line. Mm-hmm. When I said Paris, I was really almost using that as a dividing line. But those were Midwesterners, and they had a whole different outlook on life from either the Germans or the Eastern Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And the language is different. My mother, I put an R on mother. She would say mother. On the other hand, everything that ended in an A, like my sister's name is Ida, it was Ider.
Mm-hmm.
It, sometimes I found that the Bostonians do some of these same things, but with a different accent. But the Deep East Texas drawl is entirely different from what you hear of Lyndon Johnson in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
His has got more of a twang and a whine to it.
Uh-huh. When did your mother, I guess she moved down here when after
when
she
married
here,
my father.
So she was in her 20s or?
Yes, about 21, I think.
When did Beaumont really start getting to be a big?
Well, Beaumont has had
town.
Two main times when it grew. It was a nice, lazy little town, but when they began doing a great deal of lumbering, in the 1850s and 60s and on up, the heyday of the lumbering was the 1870s and 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 7 lumber mills here right along the river. And this was before railroads went in. You see, by the 1880s and 90s, railroads were going up there, and you no longer used the river. And then they would build the sawmills closer to the source. So then all the sawmills grew up in East Texas. But before that, there were about 7 or 8 sawmills right down here in Beaumont, and the lumber was floated down. And you had a big sawmill town. But it was a town of perhaps around 5,000 people in 1900 when Spindletop came in.
What is Spindletop?
All right, Spindletop. Oh, good heavens, surely you know about Spindletop.
Something to do with finding oil.
All right. Oil had been found in about 1857, I think, in Titusville, Pennsylvania. And this was all oil. It had been found in other places over the world, but this was all oil that you pumped out of the ground in small quantities. And they came down in the 1890s and early 1900s trying to drill for oil around here. They had found a little up in Nacogdoches.
Mm-hmm.
And near Corsicana. But again, this was oil that you pumped out and in small quantities. When they drilled for oil in 1901 here, it blew out in a tremendous gushing hundreds of thousands of barrels. And it was just, in the first place, it was a different geology from anything that had been accepted before. And it was in quantities that had never been dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Mr. Henry Ford and the other people could invent a cheap automobile and mass produce them was because there was fuel for them. There's no point in inventing something for which there is no fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is right now inventing a cheap car run on atomic fuel because we can't get it yet. But as soon as the government announces we now have a way of putting cheap fuel in a battery or something and you can run your cars on it, you'll have them. So that this was really where oil, this is our catchword, where oil became an industry.
So is Spindletop the name of the place? Or the
Spindletop was the name of the hill.
Uh-huh.
It was called Spindletop Hill. And it happened to...